Let's move on then. Let's move on to the next pattern down, which is the another outcome pattern. This pattern, to me, sometimes seems like you're just simply changing the subject. You know, in a sense, you're choosing your fights wisely. You're just basically deciding, you know what, I'm not even going to fight about that one. What we're really talking about is this other thing entirely, right? So it's just choosing another outcome. So, again, starting on page 16, looking at the first example for saying mean things means you are a bad person. Well, the issue here is not whether I'm saying mean things or am a bad person, but rather what response a communication elicits. Do the ends justify the meanness?
Yep, yep. Yes.
Cancer causes death, another outcome. The real issue isn't what causes death, but rather what causes life and health. Let's focus on that. Your being late means you don't care about me, in the next page. Whether I'm late or uncaring isn't the issue, but rather whether we can meet each other's needs in this relationship without laying any unnecessary trips on one another.
Wow.
Laying trips on. Yeah, man, you're laying trips on me. It's like, what year is it? The nuclear arms cause strength, protection, and safety. The real issue isn't whether nukes make us safe, but whether, one, it's worth protecting, two, there's a better choice, or three, we are acting honorably and logically, not out of fear. Okay? Notice the language patterns that start some of these things. If we go back to hierarchy of criteria, what's the language, you know, just the sort of words that you say, the language patterns, that tends to start these things?
Don't you think it's more important?
Don't you think it's more important, or isn't it more important? Right? What's the language pattern that tends to start another outcome?
The issue is not weather.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't what we're talking about, it's that.
Yeah, it's not that. Yeah. It's
right.
Reframing.
It's all reframing. Right. This is all. This is. I used to call this.
It's kind of a verbal switch.
Okay. Yeah. It's not this, it's that.
That this,
right.
That. Right.
So it's saying it's not that this causes that or whatever, it's that this, blah, blah, blah. So you're just going to a completely different outcome.
Excuse me.
Yes?
When you do this, are you thinking the A goes into B and or A equals B and then framing it to this, or are you just taking the B?
Are you talking about another outcome particularly?
Or any of them. When you're doing this, when you use consequence or whatever you're using, are you just taking the B and or the
no.
whole thing together and
it depends. On some of the like redefines one, you're redefining the A side or you're redefining the B side. Besides those two, it really depends. Yeah.
Well, another outcome is typically going to be something to do with B.
But she was asking about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Another outcome is it's not whether cancer causes death. It's, you know, it's about what causes health. Let's focus on what causes health. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to do with cancer or death. Let's just focus on like
so
what.
So you really could be taking it in whole or in parts.
Yeah.